This is Sandra Curtis speaking with Amy Freeman Lee this September 15th, 1980 in her studio in San Antonio. And I thought we could begin today by just starting at the beginning and talking about your family life and your growing up in San Antonio and early influences and that sort of thing. You were born in San Antonio?
Yes, Sandra. I was born right here in San Antonio many moons ago. Born in the Santa Rosa Hospital, and I mentioned the Santa Rosa Hospital because it's owned and operated by a group of nuns, the Sisters of the Order of Charity of the Incarnate Word, and my life has been closely connected with them ever since the day of my birth. I tease them all the time and say, well, the reason that they have so many recruits is because when the babies are born, they used to pick up some, you know, it was in the days before they put a bracelet or in any way identify you by fingerprint or footprint. I say, well, they just turn you over and stamp you and say, save this one and throw you down a certain chute. But they've been a great influence in my life. I lived in San Antonio just the few days that it took for my mother to recuperate from my birth. I suppose in those days women stayed in the hospital about 10 days and weren't permitted to move. I don't know how many of them survived it, could survive it, because the whole technique now of birth has changed. And delivery of birth has changed. And my family at that time were living in a small village about 30 miles east of here in Seguin, Texas. Mm-hmm. So I really grew up in Seguin, and I loved it. And I look back now with exceedingly fond memories. I think what a great privilege it was to grow up in a typical small United States village.
Did you have brothers and sisters?
No, I'm an only child and only grandchild. And Seguin only had about 5,000 people in it in those days. And I like to think of it as a kind of time when you knew almost everybody in town, knew everybody's dog. I guess that was the most important thing. I went to what would be classified as a typical country school, public school. It was a three-room schoolhouse, two grades in each. I remember my teachers very well, Miss Sue Smith, first and second grade, and Miss Lucille Pape, second and third grade, Miss Carrie Vickers, fourth and fifth grade. And I think about those times because there weren't enough girls or enough boys to make a team. And so we had to cooperate whether we wanted to or not. I mean, if we wanted to play ball, or soldiers and nurses, or marbles, or spin tops, or whatever, we all had to play together, otherwise there wouldn't be enough of us. So I suppose women's lib started kind of early in Seguin. I'll tell you a story that may interest you that sticks out in my memory. Well, perhaps first I should explain that I lost my mother when I was 4 years old. She died in the infamous flu epidemic of 1918. And I was reared by my maternal grandmother, Freeman, who was a very strict Victorian lady with some very definite ideas about how people should be reared, especially young women. Well, over at the school, we had a pot-bellied stove, the kind now that you see in period piece telecast movies, and of course we burn wood. And in the early fall, or just before fall, just about this time of year, a man would come with a flatbed truck with all the wood for the season. And Miss Sue Smith would suggest, because she was also the principal there of the school, she would not demand or order the children to help, but she would make the pointed request. It would be very nice if instead of playing at recess time for a couple of days, we'd all volunteer and help stack the wood. Well, I was in some ways a rather precocious little girl, and even then I had a childhood sweetheart. And it never took much to get me into some kind of